Broadcasting around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from Retford in Nottinghamshire. This is UK Church Community Radio.
I used to work at a car dealership when I was in high school, cleanup department. And I remember we used to get these cars, right? And they'd look pretty clean from a few yards out, but the closer you got, the easier it was to see just how unclean they really were. Dirt and filth hidden in the door jams, the wheel wells, the cracks and the crevices of the car. And so we'd pull in the car, and we'd clean it up, doing our best to make it look new again. And those cars would sparkle as we'd send them back out into the world. But wouldn't you know it, it was only a matter of time before those same cars would come pulling right back in, dirty again. And we'd think, man, you gotta be kidding me. We just cleaned this thing. How'd it get so filthy again? And then one day I realized that we're a lot like those cars. I mean, we look pretty good from a distance. But when you start looking at our lives up close, it doesn't take long to see the dirt, the filth, the mistakes, the regrets, the sin. What does God say? He doesn't complain. He doesn't get down on us. He just says, come to me, and I will make you clean again. I will restore you. I will give you life. I think a lot of people believe that they have to clean themselves up before they go to God, before they come to church. And you know what? That's backwards. You see, God says, come to me like you are, and I will make you clean. Come to me with your regrets, with your mistakes, with the things that you've done wrong in your life, and I will give you freedom. I will give you life. I will make you clean. I will make you shine. You can't clean yourself. You wouldn't know where to start, but only I can give you new life. You see, in this world, we are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to screw up, to trip up, to let others down, to let ourselves down. We are bound to sin because we were born into a sin-filled world. And everybody has things they regret, things they wish they could go back and do over, things they wish they could forget, mistakes, hurt, pain, sin. Truth is, you can have a second chance at life, a do-over, a fresh start. You can be cleansed of the mistakes that you've made. Jesus says that when you come to me, I will set you free because I am the way, the truth, and the life. In me is hope, in me is grace, mercy, in me is forgiveness. Come to me, give me your burdens, and I will make you new. It doesn't just stop there. He knows that we'll be back because when he forgives us and gives us life, we are still sinners in a sin-filled world, destined to make more mistakes because of who we are and where we were born. God doesn't say, only come to me once. He doesn't say, I will make you perfect. He says, I will forgive you, and I will forget about what you did as far as the east is from the west. So when we go to him, he makes us new, but he knows that we'll be back, having gone out into the world and sinned again. But you see, the beauty of God's love is the fact that he not only grants second chances, but he grants third and fourth and fifth and sixth and countless more chances. Yes, he knows that we'll be back. Dirty again, and all he says is, come to me, and again, I will make you clean. Why? Because I love you.
And now, on UK Church Community Radio, it's time to join the congregation at Lifespring Church in Nottinghamshire for another powerful message from Mike Phillips.
I encourage you, I urge you, I want to inspire you to serve Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, to get all compromise out of your life and to serve the Lord. Friends, if we fail as a church, if we fail as a leadership of the Lord's house to have vision, not our own vision, mind you, but God's vision for us, we will be like those people 350 years ago. We will lose our pioneering spirit. We will become grumblers and complainers, and we will become ineffective. Without a clear vision of what we can be in Christ, we will rarely see beyond our current boundaries. We will be stuck where we are. We will never move. We will never grow. We will never expand. We will never see
the miracles that we aspire to see in our community. So this morning, I want to speak about vision because it is essential for me, for you, to see beyond your current boundaries, to be able to see beyond where you are at the moment. What is vision? In the words of John Maxwell, vision is three things. It's the ability to see, which is awareness. It's the ability to believe, which is attitude. And it's the ability to do, which is action. For vision, and vision to be effective, we need those three things. We need awareness, we need the right attitude, and we need to take action. If you look at Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 to 9, we see that 10 spies were sent into the promised land. 10 spies. 8 of them came back with a negative report, and 2 came back with a positive report. They had all seen exactly the same land. They had looked at the same prospects in the land. They had all seen the giants, and they had all seen the potential in the land. They had seen the giants, and they had seen a land that was capable of flowing with milk and honey. 8 of them concentrated on the giants, and 2 of them concentrated on the potential. They said, we can deal with the giants, and we can see amazing potential in that land. Yeah? So, vision is the awareness to be able to see things that other people cannot see. You limit your life when all you do is look at the negative, and you look at the problems, and you never explore the possible solutions. Vision is about exploring possible solutions to problems. So I say to our leaders, don't bring me problems, bring me solutions. That is visionary leadership. I don't want all the time to have everybody's problem landed upon me because it's going to wear me out. It's going to destroy the church. It's going to ruin, you know, the vision that I have for the church. If all people ever do is bring me problems and land problems on my doorstep and say, here it is, Mike, now you sort it out. That's not what it's about. That's not what godly visionary leadership is about. Visionary leadership is about, yes, identifying the problems, seeing the giants, but actually seeing the potential in the land and seeing that we can bring those giants down. Amen? So I want to encourage you this morning to have awareness of the solutions. There is nothing that God cannot do in our lives. There is nothing. There is no problem. There is no giant in your life that God cannot deal with and that God cannot bring down. Amen. That's a fact. That is fact. My God, Paul said, is able. Amen. Now, I read recently about a schoolboy who brought his report home to his dad. And his dad looked at it, and it was full of bad reports. The boy had failed in every subject. And his dad said to him, son, he said, what have you got to say about this? And the little boy looked at him and said, Dad, one thing is for sure, you know that I'm not a cheater. Little boy had a different kind of awareness to his dad. His dad was looking for good results, but the little boy could see something else. The little boy could see that he was a person of integrity, and he wanted his dad to see that as well. You know, we need to be able to see things that other people cannot see. The vision is the ability to be able to see things from God's perspective, from God's point of view. So first of all, it's awareness. Secondly, vision is the ability to believe. Belief is a take on life. One person can look at the universe and say that it all came about by chance. And another person can look at the universe and see the amazing, incredible, awesome hand of God in everything. Belief is a take on life. Now, there are two birds that fly over the deserts. There's the vulture and there's the mockingbird. Both of them fly over the desert. All the vulture sees, all the vulture is looking for is dead, rotten meat. That's all they're looking for. They're not interested in anything else because that's what they live on. They live on what is dead and what is rotting. They thrive on that kind of diet. But the hummingbirds ignore the smelly flesh of dead animals, and instead they look for the colorful blossoms of desert plants. The vultures live on what was and what is dead. They live on the past. They fill themselves with what is dead and what is gone, like some people do, focusing on what happened, focusing on the problems that have come our way, focusing on the negative things. But the hummingbird lives on what is. They seek new life. They fill themselves with freshness and life and plants and living things. You see, every bird finds what it's looking for. In fact, we all do. We find what we're looking for. It's attitude. It's called attitude. Attitude is a great vision killer. Attitude says, they don't love me, so why should I love anybody? Attitude says, nobody cares, so why should I care? Attitude says, there's no love in this place, so let's go somewhere else where we're going to find some love. But vision is different. That's attitude. But vision says, people are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Let's love them anyway. Vision says, so there's no love in this place. Well, let's create some love. Let's release some love around here. Vision says, okay, there's no passion here, so let's show some passion. Vision says, people may not love me, but I'm going to show them love anyway. That's vision. Vision is your attitude. Vision is what you can see. Vision is where there is no love, but you see love and you create love. Vision is where there's no passion, but you see passion and you create passion. Vision is where there's no worship, or half the congregation on a Sunday morning aren't worshiping, but you see worship and you see people standing up with their hands in the air, and you see people releasing an amazing spirit of love and worship to God, and you create it. You do something about it. Vision turns struggling projects, groups, ventures, families, it turns them all around, and it brings about what currently does not exist. What an amazing thing you've got within you when you have vision, when you have God's vision to change your life. So there's no love in your home, vision will bring about change. So you're struggling in your job, vision will bring it into being. Vision will bring change into being. So there's a lack of funds and resources in your life, vision will bring supply. So you never won anyone for Christ. Vision will bring you success. Yes. Amen? So vision is awareness. Vision is attitude. It's a take on life. And thirdly, vision is the ability to do its action. You see, the first two, awareness and attitude, something between me and God. Yeah? That's between me and God. But this one is about me and other people. Action is about me and you. It's about us and our community. It's about us and our partnerships. It involves other people. A man named Ray Blankenship, an amazing man, he rescued a 2-year-old little girl named Jessica, whom he saw being swept past his window one morning as he was sitting having breakfast. And there was this open drain outside his house. It had rained for 10 days solid. The drain was a wide drain, absolutely overflowing with water. And this little girl had fallen in and she was swept past his window. In a moment of time, he was out of his seat. He was out the door. He was running beside the drain. He ran ahead of the little girl and he threw himself into the swirling water. He came up and he reached out and he grabbed hold of this little girl. And in the raging waters, they were swept head over heels, end over end, down towards this culvert where the stream went into a closed drain. And he knew it was there. And he knew that if this little girl was swept into that drain, that that would be the end of her, that her parents would never see her again. And he grabbed hold of her and he clung onto her as they were swept along in this raging current. He reached out for anything that he could grab hold of. And they were only 10 feet from the entrance to the drain when he saw this rock protruding. And he maneuvered himself over towards the rock, grabbed hold of the rock, and he held on for dear life. And the raging, swirling currents tried to separate him and the little girl from that rock, but he held on until the fire brigade arrived and they rescued him and this little girl. The fire department pulled them both to safety, and he was awarded the Coast Guard's Silver Life-Saving Medal. The award was fitting for such a brave man. But what most people didn't know about Ray Blankenship was that he couldn't swim.
Well, it's time to put the kettle on and take a quick break. But don't go anywhere. Part two of that message will be coming up in just a few minutes.
If you think there's something you can do, and you find the problem's got the best of you, just call out to Jesus. He's your man. He knows your needs. He understands. He says you can do all things. You can do all things through Christ. You can do all things. You can do all things through Christ. You can do all things. You can do all things through Christ. You can do all things. You can do all things. Now if you've got a Bible on your shelf, turn to the book of Philippians, see for yourself. Look up chapter 4, verse 13. When you read the words, then you'll know what I mean. 'Cause they say we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. We can do all things. We can do all things. We can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. We can do all things through Christ. You can do all things. You can do all things. So next time there's a mountain in your way, use your gift of faith as you start to pray. Take him at his word, then you'll see. Don't doubt in your heart, just believe you receive. And you'll sing, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ.
The drain was a wide drain, absolutely overflowing with water, and this little girl had fallen in, and she was swept past his window. In a moment of time, he was out of his seat, he was out the door, he was running beside the drain. He ran ahead of the little girl, and he threw himself into the swirling water. He came up, and he reached out, and he grabbed hold of this little girl. And in the raging waters, they were swept, head over heels, end over end, down towards this culvert where the stream went into a closed drain. And he knew it was there, and he knew that if this little girl was swept into that drain, that that would be the end of her, that her parents would never see her again. And he grabbed hold of her, and he clung onto her as they were swept along in this raging current. He reached out for anything that he could grab hold of, and they were only 10 feet from the entrance to the drain when he saw this rock protruding, and he maneuvered himself over towards the rock, grabbed hold of the rock, and he held on for dear life. And the raging, swirling currents tried to separate him and the little girl from that rock, but he held on until the fire brigade arrived, and they rescued him and this little girl. The fire department pulled them both to safety, and he was awarded the Coast Guard's Silver Life-Saving Medal. The award was fitting for such a brave man. But what most people didn't know about Ray Blankenship was that he couldn't swim. What an amazing man. He put his life on the line because he could see, he had awareness, he saw what was coming for this little girl. But he took the risk, he had the right attitude, he had faith that he could do it, he had faith that the impossible was possible, and he threw himself into the water to rescue the little girl. So he had awareness, he had attitude, but above all, he took action. Vision is the ability to see what others don't see, but it's also the ability to take action. T.E. Lawrence compared dreamers of the day with dreamers of the night. He said, dreamers of the night are men and women who have great big visions, great big dreams, but they wake up in the morning and they do nothing about it. He said, dreamers of the day are different. He said, they are practical men and practical women who have great big dreams in the nighttime, great visions, but they wake up in the morning and they take action to achieve their dreams. That's what I see here. I see a great group of people who are aware, who have attitude, but also who are able to take action. There will be people who will say, it can't be done. There will be people who will say, we can't grow. There will be people who will say, this is Ollerton, you know. Have you ever heard that? This is Ollerton. Things like this don't happen in Ollerton. Ollerton is a difficult place. What do we say? We say poppycock. We don't believe that for a moment. We love the people in Ollerton. We think the people in Ollerton are amazing. They may not have a huge amount of money, may not have the resources they have in the southeast of England, but the people of Ollerton are the salt of the earth. They are wonderful people, and we believe there is a response in the people of Ollerton to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, there will be naysayers. There will be people who say we can't win people for Christ. There will be people who say we haven't got the leaders in Life Spring Church. We haven't got the passion There will be people who say the people in this area are too resistant. But to all this we say, the biggest people with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest people with the smallest minds. But we will think big anyway. Amen? So we're not going to be put off. In 1998-99, I remember it well, like yesterday. We at Lifespring had an income of £10,000 for the whole year. But we had a vision for £100,000 within 5 years. Guess what? We achieved it. What did it? I'll tell you in a moment what did it. This year, our income was £170,000, supporting all kinds of ministries. We had very little left over at the end of the year, let me tell you that much. In 1999, we were a small number meeting in a public building. Now we have a custom-built facility housing a cafe, an auditorium, and minor rooms, hosting all these lovely events. So we've come a long way. We've done some good things. In fact, we've done some great things. In 1999, we had little influence in Ollerton. I'm not saying now that we're the center of Ollerton's universe, but more and more people are looking to us for support and for help. People know we are here. We have some influence. So what's made the difference? Well, first of all, it's our God. We give honor and glory to God for what has been achieved. We give honor and glory to our God who is able when we have the vision, when we have the attitude, and when we have the action. Our God is able to do infinitely more than we can dream or even think or imagine. It's our God who expands us, who says, stretch your tent pegs wide. Stretch them even wider now. Open your eyes again and be more aware than ever before that I haven't finished with Lifespring just because you've got a nice building and you've got a cafe and you've achieved some of the things that you wanted. God says, I ain't finished. This is the beginning of what we want to do. And I'm looking for me to have more vision. I'm looking for you to have more vision. I'm looking to gather leaders around me who have vision, who have attitude, and who have ability to achieve. And I believe that God is going not only to expand us, but he's going to defeat our enemies, even as he has done in the past. So at number one, it's our God. And number two, it's our people. It's people who have helped us. People who have great awareness and refuse to be small-minded. It's people who are loyal, sometimes in spite of small progress and little progress. If you read Columbus' diary, at times it seems to be very boring and very repetitive. Page after page simply says, this day we sailed on. There will be days when you see very little happening. This day, we continued. This week, we prayed. This week, we prayed. This week, we preached. This week, we met in our home group. This week, we met in our home group. Repetition, repetition, repetition. It seems boring. It seems repetitive. But what a great motto for a Christian. All we did, we continued. We had our eye on the prize. We didn't give up. Anybody can start the race, but they don't give out the award until you finish. They don't give out the award until you finish. So we have people who are loyal and faithful, people who have a good attitude, people who get involved in action and support the vision. To be successful, we need all three: awareness, attitude, and action. We need vision for men and vision for women. Catherine has amazing vision for her event coming up. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be more populated than ever before. But it's one thing to have vision, and it's another thing to have the women who are going to come out, who are going to believe God for the £12.50 or £10 or whatever it is. Have faith and see beyond your small circumstances and clear your diary for that morning. Support this woman's vision. Keith and myself, we have vision for the men's ministry. We had a fantastic day yesterday. Congratulations to Paul Prudence. You don't know why you're clapping, do you? Paul is the challenge champion, and we're going to present him with the trophy next week, as indeed we're going to present people with their baptism certificates as well next week. What an amazing evening we had last week. That's a win for the church. Amen? So, what was I saying? Where was I? You being the champion, yes. Yeah, getting behind the men's ministry. We had Keith put so much hard work into yesterday. This place was full of all sorts of activities and games. And you know what would really have blessed Keith if all the work he had put in saw a much bigger response? So we have vision for women. We have vision for men. We have vision for all sorts of things in this church, for Make Lunch. You know, but we need action. We need men and women of practical action who will get behind. We have vision for Make Lunch, vision for small groups, vision for youth and children. So vision is the ability to see what other people cannot see. Have you got vision? Vision is the ability to believe when other people cannot believe. It's your take on life. It's the mentality that says, it is possible. It is possible to fill this place on a Sunday morning. It is possible to have 100 people in church every single Sunday. That's vision. It's the ability to see what other people cannot see. It's the ability, it's awareness, it's attitude, and it's action. It's vision is the ability to see what others can't. It's the faith to believe what others will not. And it's the courage to do what others say cannot be done. Amen? It can be done. So this morning I leave you, as we finish, with these simple challenges. Do you have a vision for your life beyond where you are at this moment in time? Where are you going? What are you doing? What is your life all about? Do you have a vision for your children? To bring your children to church. To have your children in church. To have your children growing in Christ. Do you have a vision to pray for your children and to impart faith into their lives? You are the leader in your family. You take the lead in your family. You bring people along in the faith. Do you have vision for your children? Do we have vision for the lost? Do we have passion to win the lost for Jesus Christ? Are we going to sit here for the next 10 years with the same group of people, never seeing any new faces come through? I thank God that we very often see new faces coming, but I'm sure you will agree with me that we don't see nearly enough people coming through the doors of our church. There are many people out there. The Lord says, I yet have many people in this city, he said, in this town, in this area. God has yet many people. They are out there, dotted around. They need to come out of the wallpaper. They've faded away into the background, into the wallpaper. There are yet many people that God wants to bring to himself. And I thank you. I thank God that LifeSpring is a catalyst for winning many people for Jesus Christ. You are a people with great vision, great attitude, and great spirit of action and activity. May God bless this message to your hearts. May it define you. May vision define you. May you be a person who have vision. Not a vision, not a person who has pessimism, but a person who has hope and optimism and belief and a good attitude.